recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day. Welcome to the Home Based Business Radio Spot. We're Team Spirit, and we're the key to your future. We invite you to take a moment and turn the key. Listen to the wisdom of world-renowned personalities who endorse our industry and promote our business philosophy. We advise you to eliminate all distractions because these next few moments will change your life.
Yeah. Well, I'll be back tomorrow. That brings me to the next thing. It takes courage to act. Part of being hungry when you've been defeated, it takes courage to start over again. I used to do door-to-door sales, and I was working with another friend of mine. And door-to-door sales, I mean, it's punishing. It's cruel and unusual punishment. And I was a little boy knocking on the door. Hello, would you like to buy a nice working television set, no money down? No! Bam! They slammed the door in your face. And the friend of mine that was working with me, they slammed the door in his face, and I looked back, and he was going to the car. He said, I can't do this. And he sat down in the car, and he said, you go ahead. I'll be here when you get back. Now, he had a mother and father to take care of him. My mother was ill. I am adopted. I was hungry. I had to go on. I learned something about myself. That when you step into your fears, somebody said, it was Winston Churchill, he said that courage is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. When you step into your fears and continue to push yourself to go on, something happens for you. It will enable you to transcend yourself. I went to the next door. You like to buy a nice working tell? No! Bam! Went to the next one. No! Bam! After a while, I no longer took it personal. And I began to play a game. I said, well, I know there's a yes out here somewhere. And I'm going to keep on until I find it. And I'm not going home until I do. And I continue to knock on doors. And then somebody eventually would say yes. And I said, are you sure? And I would go in there and I would get the sale. When you have something you want to do, if you don't develop the courage to do that which has been given you to do, and you spend a lot of time going around trying to convince other people or trying to get their approval, what will happen is that you will lose your nerve. And other people will convince you that what you're doing doesn't have any value. And you'll give up on your dream. It's an interesting thing about life I've also found that if you don't have the courage to act, sometimes and particularly if you have something special to do, life will move on you. If it were not for life, I would still be a disc jockey. I didn't just leave voluntarily to go to the state legislature. I was fired. I was working on a job, and I came home one day. I was married at the time, and I told my former wife, I said, that guy Bert I work for is stupid. She said, if he's so stupid, why does he sign you a paycheck? Now, you see why I divorced her, right? I couldn't stand her. That night, I could not sleep well. Here was a guy that was controlling my life. I was going through all kinds of changes because this man controlled my paycheck. And it was Carlyle who said, truth crushed to earth shall rise again. Winston Churchill said, the truth is incontrovertible. Malice may attack it. Ignorance may deride it. But at the end, there it is. And we know scripture that says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And the truth that I had to come to grips with, that I wasn't in charge of my destiny. The truth was that I wasn't giving all that I had. The truth was that there are some things that I wanted to do, but I didn't have the courage to act on those things. And the truth was that Bert Childs was a blessing to me. He made life so miserable for me, I had to start looking at my life differently. I started going to work earlier. I started being the last one to leave there. I started working harder than anybody else. The other guys could not. Why would you work so hard, Les? I said, I'm not working for them. I have been cheating, Bert, I thought. I've been cheating myself and my family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Someone said, do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail. All right? It is easy to be negative today. It is easy to have low morale today. I was at a corporation and they're going through downsizing and going to lay off some 1,500 people over the next few weeks. It's very depressing there. And those people that stay there 9 times out of 10, they're just going to do just enough to keep from getting fired. Anybody can do that. But if you can begin to harness yourself and say that where I am, I'm going to do the best I can with what I got, because that is an expression of who I am. If you get into the habit of just being mediocre, it will become a part of your consciousness. If you get in the habit of giving less than what you have it within you to give, it will begin to reflect itself in your personality. It will begin to damage you psychologically. And you don't want to be a part of that kind of self-destructive behavior. And so you want to set some high standards for yourself. The next thing, part of what feeds that hunger, you've got to develop a sense of urgency. Aurelia said, stop living your life like you have 1,000 years to live. In life, you're either here today and you're gone today. If there's something that you want to do and you can't do it all at one time, do just a little bit of it. I like what Robert Shuler says. He said, by the yard, it's hard, but inch by inch, anything is a cinch. Do just a little bit of it. A friend of mine, Bobby Kerr, used to be a roommate. Bobby wanted to go into the area of public relations. He loved working with the public. Young lady he wanted to marry named Clarice. Bobby was a great procrastinator. Pretty soon the job where Bobby worked, they transferred him to another location. He went out to celebrate with the people on that new job site. And Bobby suffered a massive heart attack and died. Bobby didn't drink and didn't smoke, was under 40, and he died. Ask your question, how much time do you have left? How much time do you have left? When you start thinking about that, we don't know. We don't know. Bobby took all the greatness and all of the talent and all of his abilities to his grave with him. One of the things they could have put in parentheses under his name, he didn't use all his stuff. Most of us do that. Most of us don't use the stuff that we have brought into the universe. And we want to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to start living life with a sense of urgency and using what we've got. Using ourselves up. Sharing what we brought into the universe to share. Because if we don't, nobody else will. Stop wasting valuable time. Knowing that if we begin to live our lives as if each day were our last, our lives will take on a whole new meaning. It take on a whole new expression, valuing each moment that we are blessed with. The next thing that begins to nurture that hunger, honor yourself as your word. Don't give your word out lightly. When you throw your word out there and you don't honor it, it makes a statement about you. If you decide to maintain a sense of integrity with yourself, that if I speak it, I'm going to live it. It's who I am. And I'm going to be very cautious in how I give my word to others, and most of all with the commitments that I make to myself. Because I want my life to reflect my words and honoring who I am and what I express. Another challenging area in terms of nurturing and developing that hunger in yourself is learning the art of becoming single-minded. Learning how to concentrate. Learning how to focus in. And you'll be surprised at the things that you're able to do. when you learn how to block things out, when you learn how to keep thine eyes single, you'll be surprised of the ideas that will come to you, of the people that you'll be able to attract, of the opportunities that you'll be able to see. You'll begin to see things that have been staring there, looking you in the face, saying, I can't believe this has been here all this time. Here's a habit that I do. Maybe it might be of some value to you. I get up in the morning and I start writing what great ideas that I can think of today that can improve me and that will enable me to reach my goal. And I just let my mind flow. Sometimes I write 15, 20 ideas. Some days it's more difficult than others. One idea can change your life. One idea can turn your life around. Deciding that you're going to focus to develop your skills. A guy was the new owner of a baseball team that was in the basement of the league when he took it over. He went to the pitcher and he said, what is your best throw? He said, well, I got a good curveball and I've got a good fastball. And he went on talking about his different throws. He said, but tell me this, what is your best throw? He thought for a moment. He said, I've got a good fastball. He said, that's all I want you to work on. Nothing else. Just develop your fastball. The next year, they went to the World Series. Most people don't know where their fastball is. Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts. Most of us don't like to do those things that come easy to us. I've always loved to talk to people. I decided, taking this advice, to develop my skills as a speaker. And my gift has developed and has taken me many places. You have something that you brought to the universe. And that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it and mastering myself and seeing what I have within me, if you decide to drop your buckets where you are and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never ever be without. I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you. I grant you that if you begin to work to develop your gifts, you'll develop a strong sense of happiness. You'll get a larger vision of yourself. Because part of beginning to get a larger vision of yourself, all of us need some area of our lives where we can have a feeling of competence. That people know when they think about this area, that's something you do. That you eat and sleep that. And that you do that. You do that. People know it, and you know it, and you know that you know that you know this. If you don't know anything else, you know this. Can you tell I know what I'm doing? Oh, hello. You know this. So you've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information. If you decide in any particular area that you're concerned about, to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to read one book a month in that area, in 5 years, you'll be among the top 5% experts.
The gentleman I'm about to introduce is a legend in his own right. He has built a huge organization in the U.S. and Europe and has coached numerous individuals to top positions in his company. He holds a CPA and MBA, and is a very successful commercial real estate professional. He has secured a senior executive position in the business and has a lot of fun leading his organization and helping others. It is my distinct honor to introduce our top producing regional vice president, Mr. Mark Keener.
Well, thank you, Renee, and thanks again for being a host. But more importantly, you're also a business partner that's doing some incredible things, and it's wonderful to be able to work side by side with you. And done some incredible things even before being in this business, being a law school graduate, and definitely excelling to the top here. Well, first off, I want to welcome the listeners of Spirit 1400. Consider this lunchtime with Team Spirit and also with the Spirit 1400. Spirit 1400, they wanted to carve out some time to let their listeners learn about something what I consider the business of the 21st century, and that's basically home-based businesses, and in particular, looking at network marketing, sometimes referred to as direct sales and multi-level marketing. And I'm honored to take the next 10 minutes or so to kind of educate you, inform you, and also relate just a spiritual message about our business and what we do. And let me just start also, too, by just giving some sort of a framework to understand what this is all about. And I'm going to refer to one of my mentors, Mr. Robert Kiyosaki, author of many books, the most famous one's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. But he wrote a second book called The Cash Flow Quadrant. And this book is designed for people who are really looking to introduce change in their lives. And in that book, if you can imagine drawing a box or a square, and then if you took that square and divided it up into four different quadrants, you'd find that in that first quadrant in the upper left, we'd call that the E or employee quadrant. The lower quadrant on the left side, we'd refer to that as a self-employed quadrant. And then on the right side of the quadrant, in the upper right, we'd call that the B quadrant, for standing for business. And then in the lower right quadrant, we'd call that, investors. And what that simply means, folks, is that, most people in life, estimates say 95, 97% of the world's population spend their lives on the left side of the quadrant, where either they're working for somebody else, working for money, working on their own job. And they basically have no leverage. They're basically living a life where they're one-on-one leverage, meaning if they go to work, they get paid. They don't go to work, they don't get paid. Now, if we look at the other side, the right side of the quadrant, that's where time, financial freedom, living life really opens up to people. Because on the right side of the quadrant, that's where you have the opportunity to build a business that allows you to leverage your time. It also empowers other people, too, to help them develop themselves and grow. And then also, too, with that, as your business is profitable, looking at the profits from your business in terms of rolling those into certain investments. But my talk of the day is really going to be focusing and launching off of the B quadrant in terms of developing and building a business. So with that said, one of the things that happens on the right side and the B and the I side of the quadrant is this thing called passive or residual income. And passive income, think of it this way, folks. It's something that entertainers have been experiencing for years and years and years, where they do something once and get paid on it continuously for years and years and years. And in fact, God rest his soul, Michael Jackson, his estates are pulling in hundreds of millions of dollars every year for work he did back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and even a couple of hits in the 2000s. But for years and generations to come, his estate will continue to earn income that way. Well, we have that same type of model now that's been redirected for folks just like you and I, who don't have to be rock stars and superstars, but we can just certainly leverage off of things that we're doing every single day anyway. And so our business model provides that people to do that, to be able to get paid on services that people use every day. And that's where I'm going to segue into talking about the company that I'm part of and been part of for over a decade. And that company provides people with the opportunity to both save money on essential services. In fact, there's those of you that are listening right now. Many of you are listening, whether it's in your car or at home or whatever. There's something powering that listening if you're on the Internet. If you're at home, the lights that are that light your house, the electricity that keeps your house cool, the gas that keeps it warm, creature comforts as far as television, Internet. Everybody has a cell phone these days and some form of communication. So all of these services, again, if you stop and think about it, they're essential services that are, in today's world, are basically recession-proof. And so imagine yourself being able to participate in an income stream that allows you to get paid basically by paying your bills, folks. And so what our company does, we've become the world's largest at what we do in this business. In fact, we have over a 20-year track record in doing this. And in fact, what we do has also gotten the traction of many other people in our business, but also has gotten the attraction of many of the major companies out there, Fortune 500 companies, who use our model, who adopt our model, because it just makes a lot of business sense for them, whereby we bring business to them. There's no upfront costs. And in return for doing that, we're able to pass the savings on to you and also the folks who who provide the service, guess what? They're able to earn what's called a residual or passive income that pays them on continuously and continuously. And the other last component I want to mention about our company and how we operate is also, too, that, you know, it's similar to a real estate situation where you have a broker, and that broker gets paid a commission, and he gets paid also a commission off the work that his agents do. If a broker wants to show 100 homes over a weekend, it'd be a little difficult for that broker to show 100 homes. But if that broker had 10 agents and they show 10 homes each, well, that broker just leveraged himself by showing 100 homes through the efforts of 10 other people. Well, imagine, folks, the same thing being able to be done here, but it's done even better because the agents have the ability to earn a commission, but they don't have the ability to earn a commission in the way that the broker does, meaning the agent does not have other people working for them that employs him also. And folks, life comes down to this. Either you're going to work for people or money, or you're going to have money and people work for you, and that gives you a choice to make some decisions and have things change in life. So imagine now that you have a network of brokers that are out there not only building income for themselves, but also they're building income and helping create and open the door for other people as well. So our company, again, provides those types of services. And one of the things that we're doing this weekend is that we're having some major events that are going to be taking place here in the Baltimore, D.C. area. We have a website where you can go to get some more information about that. That website is simply jointeamspirit.com. And again, that's jointeamspirit.com. And on there, you'll be able to provide some information. One of our business partners will follow up with you within 24 hours, because this is something that we really want to. Yes, we want people. Some of you may be curious. Some of you may be serious. You may be at a stage in your life where, you want some change. Something needs to change in your life. And so even those that are curious, hopefully we can get you from curious to serious. But go ahead, go to the website. Again, there'll be some information on there that will give you some more information about how our business works, and also a couple of video clips. But more importantly, we want to connect with you. I know we live in the world where a lot of people are, have contacts, but, it's one thing to have a contact. It's a whole other thing to have a connection, and we're looking to build a connection with you. So one of the things that, with the events that are happening this weekend, in fact, there are some starting this evening that will be taking place in the Baltimore area. There will be events taking place in the D.C. market area on Friday, and then also there will be other events happening on Saturday as well. And one of the things that about the events coming up is that you'll get a chance to learn about more detail about what we do, but more importantly, you also get a chance to meet myself, meet some of the other people that are connected with the company. And it's also important for you to understand who you're going to be in business with, because we have the luxury of working with people that we want to work with, as opposed to if you're working a traditional job, folks, you can't pick your boss all the time. And I'm sure some of you guys are probably thinking right now, ain't that the truth, in the sense that I would certainly pick somebody else other than my current boss. But in any case, folks, we are a people business. We love working with people. We love helping people find a breakthrough in life, because, this is what it's all about right now in terms of creating change. And let me just say on that note, too, folks, if you don't change, nothing else will change in your life. It's a lot of us go through life thinking that, well, blaming it on the government, blaming it on their spouse, blaming it on, what's going on in the world. Well, if anything is meant to happen in life, that you have to take responsibility for that. And that's one of the big things that you'll learn about our business, that it really, really, really teaches you how to take responsibility for your life. And I want to share a story with you guys with regard to some things that have that I learned. And some of you guys have maybe heard this story before, but there's this gentleman who was very dedicated, very faithful in terms of wanting to make sure that he worshipped the Lord and went to church on a regular basis. And, when things happened in his life, he'd have the expression, the Lord's going to take care of me. I'm not going to worry about anything. Well, he lived in an area where there was a storm coming through. They were predicting a lot of rain, and that, in fact, they were said there's a good chance the water's going to rise to the point where this person will, the people were going to have to evacuate. So the rain started coming. He lived next to a river, started to rise. And so sheriff knocked on his door saying, hey, look, we're getting ready to evacuate everybody in the neighborhood, and that you really, really should think about finding someplace else to go to. And he said to the sheriff, hey, look, sheriff, I appreciate it, but again, I'm a faithful servant, and I know that the Lord's going to take care of me. No need to worry whatsoever. And then the waters start to rise a little bit more, and he found himself that he was now in a situation where, the water got to the point where, people were having to navigate through a canoe. And so this time somebody, the sheriff came by in a canoe and a boat, said, hey, look, sir, you know, I know that how you feel about things, but again, this is getting real serious now. We need to get you out of here. Everybody in the community has since evacuated. We really need to get you out of here. Well, again, he said to the sheriff, with all due respect, sir, you know, I'm a believer, I'm faithful, and I know the Lord's going to take care of me. I'm not worried about a thing. And then finally, you know, the waters rose to the point where they actually covered the house. The man is standing on the roof, you know, and the helicopter comes by and said, sir, you got to, you know, grab this net that we're dropping down to you because, you know, this is your last chance to get out of this area because, as you can see, the waters have risen. It's now up it's covering your rooftop. You got to get out of here. You say, well, thank you, but I'm not worried, sir. With all due respect, I know the Lord's going to take care of me. You guys can just, you know, go on and I'll be just fine. Well, obviously, I think you guys know where this all leads to. Eventually, the guy didn't quite make it. And so when he gets up to heaven and meets his maker, he's got a little chip on his shoulder. He's actually got a little attitude, as a matter of fact. And so as he's sitting there with God, said, you know what? You know, I was a faithful servant. I followed you. I listened to you. And yet throughout all of this, you know, where were you when I needed you? And the Lord just sort of looked back and said, well, sir, who do you think sent the person that knocked on the door? Sir, who do you think that sent the person in the canoe? Sir, who do you think that sent the helicopter pilot? And the man said, wow. So I'm sharing this with you folks that sometimes in life, you know, there's opportunities that are knocking for you, waiting for you, and that this may be one of those same opportunities. And again, this may be an answer that you're looking for that you need to avail yourself to. There are no accidents in life. You know, you're listening to this program at a particular reason, at a particular time in your life, and there's some things going on that, you know, that you tuned in and listened this particular time. So with that, folks, we're going to wind down here, and we appreciate the fact that you spent a big part of your life hour with us, but we have a lot of good things that have been coming up during this time slot for many weeks to come. We're going to be delving into different topics, showcasing some of the women in our industry, talking about the success that certain professionals are having, like real estate professionals. And also, we're going to continue with the educational part of our series in terms of enlightening you on financial empowerment. What are the things necessary that you can do to start changing your life right now? So, you know, here's our call to action, folks. You know, again, there's things in life that you definitely need to take care of, and that there, again, like I said, there are no accidents in life. And what we want you to do, again, is just go to our website, jointeamspirit.com, and, you know, leave your information there so that we can connect with you, because, again, all of us were here put on earth to do some great things in life. And I believe that, you know, again, there's greatness locked up in each inside of every one of us, and that we just need to find the right vehicle that will help bring us out of us. And I know I've found the right vehicle in the company that I work with, because it's been a life changer for me, and I've helped also change the lives of thousands of other people. So we want to continue this journey, and definitely I want you to join on board with us. So let me just leave you with a piece of scripture here that I think definitely ties in with what we're doing here. And that is from John 3, verse 1 and 2, and said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thou soul prosperest. So on that note, folks, I'm going to turn it back to our hosts, and thank you again for listening. And again, please join us next Thursday for Lunch with Team Spirit and Lunch with Spirit 1400.
Thank you for joining Team Spirit today. To learn about events occurring in Baltimore and D.C. tonight, Friday, and Saturday, go to www.jointeamspirit.com. There you will find more information about receiving an invitation to one of these private events, upcoming events, or webinars. Next week, we'll profile and talk about women in our industry. Join us for lunch again next Thursday, same time, same place. Let's work together towards turning your dreams into reality.
See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so...